Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of African Lady and a Baby. It's me again, Stephanie Oki, and as usual, my new style is Denver is asleep. And I like to have him asleep now because whenever I talk, he tries to talk on top of my voice and he really interrupts me. And you know, when I do my YouTube, if you don't know, yes, I do have a YouTube channel. And you can search for me using my name, Stephanie Oki. But yeah, when I do YouTube and he talks over me, it's very easy to still cut it off or, you know, just include him and everybody knows who's there making that noise. But now with my podcast, when he's talking over me, it's just so hard to concentrate and talk. Anyway, guys, that's too much explanation. How are you all doing? It's so weird. I have quite a number of people listening to my podcasts and I feel like I don't know you guys, and I really want to know you guys. So if you're listening to this podcast, would you please send me a message on Instagram? It's African Lady and a Baby. Just find me and send me a message. I know one person now, but like if you're somewhere else, especially people in Germany, I noticed that I have quite a number of Germans and I really like I'd love to know you guys, you know, reach out to me. Anyways, guys, so I have just been thinking about happiness and being happy for other people and just several things happening and being a mother and actually being a mother to your child. So there's like two separate topics that I'm going to kind of merge together in one today. And I will start with being happy and being happy for people. So, right, I find that sometimes, especially amongst ladies, sorry ladies, we're not usually genuinely happy. Well, not all of us. I want to try to be very careful with my words so that, you know, I'm not, you know, picking on a group of people. But some of us, some ladies are not usually truly happy for others. And it's just very mind-boggling. So say, for example, you know someone who just got married. You start to feel jealous, and it's not even jealousy because you're not married. Half the time it's even jealousy from people who are already married. You know, you're wondering why this person's wedding is, you know, a certain way compared to yours, or why certain people attended and didn't attend yours, or why certain people are celebrating this person and didn't celebrate yours. Can we just learn to like drop all of that and know that sometimes in life things are just not cast in stone? It's not black and white. People don't have to attend every single event. People don't have to be exact, you know, what happens to person A doesn't have to happen to person B. Let's just get that straight. And we need to just learn to be happy for others. I've learned recently, like in the last few weeks, that people are genuinely unhappy when they see another lady smiling or happy. People actually want to see you crying. And I don't know why. Like, they want you to be someone who comes to cry to them all the time or beg them for something. I think there's some type of thing we get, maybe some kind of boost in our adrenaline or something, when people are begging for something or looking sad. We like it. We seem to always be, we want to be there for people. And while that's not a bad thing, to want to be there for people during their downtime, why don't we want them to rise above that downtime so that we can celebrate them? It's like we like them down, and that's just morally wrong. It's morally wrong. We need to learn to have a whole heart where we're happy for people genuinely when they rise above where we've known them to be. You know, we need to even help them rise. Some people don't want to see you rise. Funny enough, things like this happen even within families. You'll find that maybe there's one sister or brother who's like, or one auntie or uncle, it doesn't have to be a sister, anybody who's, you know, up there, and they kind of enjoy being the one to come and give you something. They dash you something today, they give you money tomorrow, they give you something nice to the next day, and you're always kind of worshiping them. Oh, thank you, ma, thank you, sir, oh, I'm so grateful, I love it. Well, yeah, that's good, you're generous. But you know the saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but teach him how to fish and he'll eat forever. You have to teach him how to fish. But a lot of people don't want to teach people how to fish. They just want to be giving you that fish, you know. And then when you go and learn how to fish by yourself and you start to rise, they start getting bitter, they start getting upset. I've seen it so like glaringly recently that I have been amazed. There's someone I know who literally came out to be like a Cinderella. When I mean Cinderella, I mean it. Like, if you know the Cinderella, or if you don't know the Cinderella story, please just go and watch Cinderella, you know, because I don't know where you've been. Maybe you've been in Mars or something. But if you don't know the Cinderella story, it's time to take a step back. Just pause my podcast. Don't stop it. Pause it. Go and Google Cinderella, then come back and continue listening. I know someone who turned out to be a Cinderella, and it is amazing. It's just amazing that I actually saw it in real life. In real life. And the reaction from the, you know, sisters around Cinderella, I saw it in real life too, and it's just amazing. It's made me laugh so much recently. It's like Cinderella came to me in real life, and it's just amazing. Like, I don't know, is there anybody that has actually experienced that Cinderella thing? You know, we've seen it in the movie, and it just seems like, oh, it's just the movie, it's just the cartoon. But seeing it in real life, trust me, it gives you a different feeling. It does. It does give you a different feeling. I have been like super ecstatic. But at the same time, I've just been so amazed. Like, that Cinderella thing happened in real life. Anyways, guys, I think I have gloated a little too much now. Let me now just stop here. The point here is, I need you to be happy for others. Now, let's move on to motherhood. I want to just... This one is probably going to be short. But I want to say this to anybody who's listening. I want to make a point known that this is my stance on motherhood. That bearing a child... Oh, Denver just woke up. Anyways, let me just say this quickly. Giving birth to a child alone does not make you a mother. Caring and being there for your child in good and in bad times is what makes you a mother. Excuse me, guys. Let me go and attend to Denver. So Denver is here with me now. So as I was saying, just bearing a child doesn't make you a mother. If, you know, I don't want to talk too much into this topic, but one thing I want to say is, if you have abandoned your child at any point in time and come back when you feel comfortable, I'm really sorry, but you're not a mother to that child. You're not. And I think you should just respectfully accept it. You know, just bearing a child doesn't make you a mother to a child. Fair enough, there's the biological thing, there's the natural feeling that will come between the both of you, that's true. But I have to say this, you as the person should have some integrity and be respectful enough to that child to accept that you're not the mother on earth. You know, I said this in my last podcast. I talked about how to spot an opportunist, and I mentioned it somewhere that some mothers are opportunists, because I was trying to say, oh, mothers are usually committed to their children, but then I also gave the exception that yes, there are also mothers who are opportunists. And you have to actually know this, that it does happen. There are mothers and fathers who can be opportunists. Fathers who abandon their children for years then come back later. Denver is playing with my microphone, so hang on 2 seconds. Then come back later to say, oh yeah, I'm your father. Oh, you know, when they think they have something they can gain. I mean, when I talk of something they can gain, we have to bear in mind that what we gain is not necessarily monetary. It doesn't have to be money. There's all sorts of things you can gain, even if it's some form of emotional balance, even if it's some form of just comfort, knowing that, okay, I'm back. You know, you're an opportunist. You're just trying to get rid of your own guilt. I think you should genuinely, like, apologize. Yes, fine, you may be forgiven by your child, but also be respectful to that child and know that you're not the mother. Don't start forcing yourself on that child. And if the child accepts you, that's fine. That's good. Because the child probably just has a good moral compass up there, thanks to whoever raised the child. But you should have some respect, in my opinion. In my opinion, you should just have some respect. I'm trying not to delve too much into this because this is a topic that, you know, is a bit sensitive. I kind of know someone that it's happened to. So I'm trying my best to be as careful as possible with what I say. But guys, you're not a mother if you leave your child. I'm sorry. If you leave your child, like if you leave your child because, I mean, there's no reason. If you leave your child at all, you're not a mother to that child. I don't care even if it's 1 year. You're not a mother. Like the fact that you would abandon your child. That's why there's something called adoption, you know. When people give up children, they've given up that child. So let the child be and let the child stay with the parents. You can come and visit once in a while, but don't claim to be the mother to the child. It's sad, it's disheartening, it makes you an opportunist, and it is just morally wrong. Okay, that was a little bit of a rant. Well, don't I always rant? So guys, I just wanted to say these two things today. There are two short topics that were on my mind, and so I decided to just merge them together since they're both short topic. Both short topics. On that note, guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, you guys are awesome. I am really grateful for you guys. Like, I started this podcast, oh my gosh, it's actually 1 year in 2 days. My podcast is almost 1 year old, guys. Celebrate with me. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. Guys, let me just tell you briefly, if you've listened to this point, thank you. And let me tell you, as a gift to whoever it is listening right now who has listened to this point, I don't know if it's a gift, but anyways, let me give you guys some gist. So I started this podcast at a point in my life when I felt so low. I was so unhappy. I was so depressed. I had just quit my job and moved to a new city that was very different, that I am still not yet used to 1 year later, guys. So I was just in a really bad place. And I, of course, I had no friends. And guess what, guys? I still have no friends. I just didn't know what to do. You know, my husband would go to work from morning till, you know, night, and then I would be alone with my baby. I really was in a bad place. And so I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to start a podcast. I literally start talking to the world. And that's how this thing came up. And that's how I started African Lady and a Baby. And I named it African Lady and a Baby because I used to listen to podcasts on motherhood, but I couldn't find any African. And most of them talked about, you know, Western stuff. Most of them talked about things that, you know, the Westerner, the white man could relate to. But me as an African, I couldn't necessarily relate. Or there were things that they would talk about, and in the African perspective, they would not be able to relate to my own perspective. You know what I mean? So I just thought, you know what, I'm going to start African Lady and a Baby. And so that's how this podcast and now my YouTube channel was birthed. And I am so thankful that I have gone this far. I am still very new. I am still nowhere near, you know, a big or huge podcaster, but I've just been taking it slow, doing it very casually. You guys probably have noticed, if you've been listening to my podcast, you probably already know that I don't necessarily place any heavy structure on it. I just try to keep it as casual and easy as possible so that you feel like you're just sitting next to me and we're both talking. So I really try to keep my podcasts easy to listen to. And, you know, somehow I've still managed to gain an audience, and that's just amazing. It just goes to show that people don't necessarily want to be listening to things that sound like school all the time, like, hi guys, this. I mean, people want to be able to just sit down and listen to someone just talk, right? I hope. Anyways, guys, I love you guys. I do. I know you don't know me, and I probably don't know you. That's why I really want to know you on Instagram, guys. Please follow me and reach out. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, don't forget to share it with your friends, family, co-workers, frenemies, or anybody else that you think might benefit from this. You can find my podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify, Radio US, Castbox, and a host of others. On that note, have a great day. Bye.